What's up, guys? My voice is a little scratchy today, but we're going to get through it. This is Kaylee Chellette checking in. The death count from a rapidly growing Northern California wildfire rose to 5 Saturday after two young children and their great-grandmother who had been unaccounted for were confirmed dead. Through tears after she and family members met with Shasta County Sheriff's deputies, Sherry Bledsoe said, quote, "My babies are dead." Bledsoe's two children, James Roberts, who was 5, and Emily Roberts, who was 4, were stranded with her grandmother, Melody Bledsoe, who was 70, when walls of flames swept through the family's rural property Thursday on the outskirts of Redding. The three were among more than a dozen people reported missing after the furious wind-driven blaze took residents by surprise and leveled several neighborhoods. Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko said he expects to find several of those people alive and just out of touch with loved ones. Officers have gone to homes of several people reported missing and found cars gone, a strong indication that they fled. The fire sparked Monday by a vehicle in Forested Hills grew to 127 square miles. It pushed southwest of Redding, the largest city in the region, toward the tiny communities of Ono, Ego, and Gas Point, where scorching heat, winds, and bone-dry conditions complicated firefighting efforts. It's now the largest fire burning in California. Police were trying to determine a motive Saturday after they said a man fatally shot 4 family members at 2 locations, including his father and stepmother inside a Texas nursing home, before killing himself there too. The suspect fatally shot himself inside Redima Manor nursing home after killing 85-year-old Ernest Starry and his wife, Thelma Montalvo, on Friday night. A gun was recovered at the scene. Enrique Paredes, a police lieutenant in the Corpus Christi suburb of Robstown, said a family member later called officers to the couple's home where their 13-year-old adopted son and a 41-year-old son of Montalvo were also found shot to death. The names of the other two sons and Montalvo's age were not released. The reason behind the shootings was unclear. Paredes said, quote, "As far as the motive, the investigation is too premature at this time to determine." Robstown Police Chief Hermaso Flores said during a news conference that investigators are working diligently on the case and that results will be presented to the district attorney for review. Anne Hathaway calls the fatal stabbing of a young black woman at a subway station in Oakland, California, unspeakable while condemning white privilege. Authorities say a white 27-year-old parolee faces charges in the July 22nd death of Nia Wilson. Prosecutors are still investigating if the man was motivated by hate. Hathaway wrote on her Instagram account, quote, "White people, including me, including you, must take into the marrow of our privileged bones the truth that all black people fear for their lives daily in America." The Academy Award-winning actress wrote, "White people don't have the, quote, equivalence for this fear of violence. She says they must ask themselves how decent they are in their actions." The suspect's family says he has suffered from mental illness and failed to receive proper treatment. That's it for now. Kaylee Chella, checking out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.